Other zoophytes swarming near the sponges consisted chiefly of a very elegant species of jellyfish. Mollusks were represented by varieties of squid that, according to Professor Orbigny, are unique to the Red Sea, and reptiles by vergata turtles belonging to the genus Chelonia, which furnished our table with a dainty but wholesome dish. As for fish, they were numerous and often remarkable. Here are the ones that the Nautilus's nets most frequently hauled on board. Rays, including spotted rays that were oval in shape and brick-red in color, their bodies strewn with erratic blue speckles and identifiable by their jagged double stings, silver-backed skates, common stingrays with stippled tails, butterfly rays that looked like huge 2-meter cloaks flapping at mid-depth, toothless guitarfish that were a type of cartilaginous fish closer to the shark, trunkfish, known as dromedaries, that were 1.5 feet long and had humps ending in backward-curving stings, serpentine moray eels with silver tails and bluish backs, plus brown pectorals trimmed in gray piping, a species of butterfish called the Fiatola, decked out in thin gold stripes and the three colors of the French flag, Montague blennies, 4 centimeters long, superb jacks, handsomely embellished by 7 black crosswise streaks with blue and yellow fins, plus gold and silver scales, snooks, standard mullet with yellow heads, parrotfish, wrasse, triggerfish, gobies, etc., plus 1,000 other fish common to the oceans we had already crossed.